Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, happy birthday to Paul F. Tompkins, to you and yours.
Happy birthday, Paul F. Tompkins. Well, what, 2 days ago now? 3 days ago?
National holiday.
Yeah, yes.
Two days ago.
Yeah. September and then 12th? Also, though, yeah. Happy birthday to Renee. Let's not.
Oh, sure. Sure. That's very kind. That's very nice. You snuck it in.
I snuck it in.
She's sneaky. Oh, she's good.
Because here's the thing. As soon as I saw this on the doc, it says Paul F. Tompkins' birthday. I was like, but also Renee's birthday. And also if you thought for Renee's a second where I wasn't even going to mention it, you're crazy.
I did. Well, in two part, had I thought about it, I was like, I bet Alexis is sweet enough that she'll bring it up. I genuinely forgot about it. who has short-term memory these days? None of us.
That's
what
fair.
Did I do on Friday? Who's to say?
Yeah.
Who's to say? Probably nothing. That's not true. For our birthday, we went to Halloween Horror Nights, which is way too soon to be celebrating Halloween. But, ooh, boy, I tell you what, this, hey, you're not allowed to do anything. And then, oh, you are allowed to do something in a safe manner. You'll cry on Jurassic Park, Alexis. You sure will.
Really?
You'll feel so lucky. Not quite. I had one little like tingly moment of just like, this is nice. This is fun.
Oh,
this is fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
But not a cry of fear.
No. I hate horror films. Mm-hmm. Cannot handle them, will not see them.
Yeah.
So it is an interesting choice that I choose Halloween Horror Nights every year. It's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
But I tell you why it is because there is zero judgment and also slight encouragement to just blood-curdling scream.
Yes.
And it's cathartic for me.
That makes sense.
And I love it. But what is funny, what I discovered this time is that you walk through the maze and your friends around you, for some reason, whatever the pandemic did to me is my response is a little bit slower. So the monster will go boo.
Uh-huh.
That the person I'm with will jump.
Yes.
And then Renee will register it. And then I'll do my blood curdling scream. And the person I'm with will have to jump again because they were not prepared.
Oh, we're
for my slow
then
response.
Also, then you've also then scared your friend.
All right. Yeah. So the monster gets him and then I get him. And then the
really?
Monster gets him and then I get him.
Really good.
Over and over and over again. My poor friends. I am friendless is the reason I bring this up.
That's a bummer.
All of them broke up with me at the end of
yeah.
at the end
well,
of this.
Yeah. You shouldn't be so scary. But yeah, also,
yes.
Now that we've talked about your birthday, we got to hear all about PFT's birthday.
National holiday. Mm-hmm. National holiday. As you guys know, Paul F. Tompkins has been so kind and loving and wonderful to Tugboat. Mm-hmm. You sweet, sweet listeners, both on Paul's page and Tug's page were just like, when is the reunion? And Paul very sweetly was like, I got to hug that guy.
Aww.
So I took a risk.
Yeah.
Alexis, I took a risk. Sent a little text and said, Tugboat has a cake for you.
Oh.
Could we pop by?
Yeah.
And Paul is so patient with like pull back the facade of dogs don't bake cakes. That's not what's happened. Was so gracious and kind and loving and wonderful with
me. Wait. Tugboat hasn't been baking all those cakes?
I know.
Oh my God.
He did not spend his pandemic wisely.
Oh my God.
Has still not learned how to bake a cake. So Paul initially was just like, yeah, come by, but you don't need to bribe me with a cake. But I had already ordered it. So then I was just like, what if I how would that be received if it had already been ordered? He was like, all right, give me the cake. So then we came by and nobody should remember this. Zero people should remember this. But one of the first interactions that Paul and Tugboat had is that Paul was eating a burrito at work.
Yes.
Tugboat wanted some.
Yes.
We got a hilarious, hilarious video out of the deal. So in my mind, I was like, you know, it'll be fun. I'll put a burrito on the cake.
I love that.
I feel like everyone but me forgot that. So now it's just a weird burrito cake that he was a champion to accept and act like, of course, why wouldn't there be a burrito?
I stand by that. Even if he doesn't remember, it's a very funny choice. Like,
thank you.
I would be delighted to get a burrito cake no questions asked. I honestly don't think I would even, I go, yeah, I would also go with a burrito of the options at the bake shop. Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome choice.
Yeah. Is a burrito an option? Then absolutely you should. But just a testament, like, you guys have heard him on the show. You know him. Both Paul and his wife, Janie, are so freaking kind. They just, like, it is weird. It's weird for me to come by. It's weird for me to demand I toss you a cake. Tugboat is doing okay with people, but he's not, it's not registering for him who's who.
Yeah.
And he's definitely not okay outside.
Right.
So Tugboat could have. He could have been a little bit more gregarious with the reunion. And Paul handled it like a champ. He was just so great and so wonderful. And he's the best guy in the whole wide world. I'm weird. My dog's weird. And Paul's wonderful to love us regardless.
I think you're very kind. And that kindness was met with kindness. And you did a great job. Also, can you describe what Paul was wearing?
Oh, most certainly. Yes. Baseball cap.
Yeah.
I'm doing this based off memory. Yeah. A nice white shirt.
Okay.
Good looking shoes.
Okay.
What are you looking for me to
I just
say?
He just always wears really great outfits.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I felt
like
in case people haven't seen the photos yet, they might just want to get a better visual, because we all know what Tugboat looks like. And then it's like, how do we picture Paula Tompkins in this moment?
So when you go to Tugboat's Instagram, you can decipher who's who.
They're such good pals that it might be hard to tell who's who.
Right. So. It's hard to tell the difference. So it's hard to tell the difference.
Paul is the one in the hat, and Tugboat is the one in the gray fur.
With the fluffy ears.
Fluffy ears.
There you go.
Easy.
Thank you. Thank you for narrowing it down. That almost slipped by me, and listeners would have been lost. I appreciate you having my back yet again. But no, that's the update. Paul F. Tompkins, still the best guy on the planet.
Great.
Just the best, along with his wife, Janie. Love him. The nicest.
Great. Show over.
Yep. Great.
All right.
Perfect. But for the after show,
Yes.
You want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into for the after show?
All right. For the after show. So this is for, members only. Of course, we have some Crit Crumboat updates. Maggie remains a saint, and Uncle Lou came to visit this week. I dog sat Lou. And then we have a Mime Up Minute with Hannah and her dogs Alvin and Lacey.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. We have a cricket goal for cricket.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it. It's going to be fun.
I love it. Yes. We have a Surf's Up Dudes, a.k.a. Renee is Furious. And Alexis, too, now is furious after reading the events. Furious that we also, I want to clarify, we didn't get invited.
It's just that nobody let me know.
Yeah.
Nobody told Renee.
We will
that it's
still
most
soon.
Of my fury is based in no one told Renee. Exactly.
Yeah.
We will be getting litigious, mostly because you left me out.
Yeah. I don't like it. We have a quick, very sweet dog hero story and... very kind Danielle sent a wedding dog disaster that I cannot wait to share with everyone. We requested it and she delivered, and it's very funny.
I can't wait. I haven't read it. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yep.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay, Alexis, here we are. Crit Crumboat, portmanteau of our two dogs.
Three dogs.
Weekly updates. Uncle Lou, two dogs for you, one dog for me.
Yes.
I think is what was going on in my mind.
Two plus one, which is different.
Right.
Yeah.
Equals three.
Yes. Hey, we'll figure it out later. We'll talk. That's okay. after the after show. We'll figure out math.
Semantics. Exactly. After show, we'll figure out math. For right now, here in this after show, you want to tell me about Uncle Lou? Who's Uncle Lou?
Yeah. Okay. So Lou's been around before. Lou's the dog that when I first got Crumb, he was the other studio dog, belongs to my friend Paige, who would babysit Crumb. We would attach them together and they would have to go off together. He's known Crumb since he was, since I knew Crumb, really.
Right.
And so Paige and her boyfriend Ian were in the UP in Michigan. And so I had Lou for the week.
Cute. Wait, describe Lou again.
Okay.
What's Lou looking like?
Lou, what do you look like?
He's here.
He is here. I'll show you Lou and you can describe him.
Yeah, go pick him up. Okay. Let me see. What are we working with? Lou? Uncle Lou? Oh, no. Oh, that's a miniature golden retriever.
He looks like
that's a
golden retriever puppy, but Lou's like 9 years old.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute.
He's super cute. He's the calmest little buddy. Like, all he wants to do is lay on you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just keep him here for now. And also has really good floofy ears.
top notch,
right?
Yeah, giving Tug a run for his money.
Yeah,
yeah,
really
that's
good stuff.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he looks like a tiny golden retriever. He's adorable. He's bigger, much bigger than both of my dogs, also, but much smaller than golden retriever.
Right.
So yes, Lou, a little angel, truly. Like, he's just. You don't have to stress. The only thing is, Lou cannot stand squirrels like Tugboat.
Okay, good. I respect this.
Yeah, cannot stand them. And mm-hmm. he lives with two cats, but my cats are new cats. And so he doesn't get what they are. And he's like, mm-hmm. anytime he sees them, he's ready to go. He's like, what is that?
Yeah.
Who's that? They didn't say hi.
Yeah.
They didn't scratch my nose. What's going on?
Can't have it.
So that was good. Okay. But it's very sweet. He and Cricket especially like get along so well. And Cricket looks like kind of a mini scruffy version of him.
Yeah.
So it really, the vibe really feels like, oh, cool Uncle Lou's here. I'll hang out with him. Like, and just follows him all around the house. It's very sweet. Dog
That's
walks.
Real cute.
I learned with three dogs.
Oof.
Not the easiest.
Tricky. Real tricky. Yeah. No, you've gotten into professional level at that point.
Yeah. Have you seen that photo of Daniel Radcliffe walking like 13 dogs or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like that and I only had three, but I was like, this is crazy. This is an absurd amount of dogs.
Yeah.
It's really hard to like scoop. So this is mostly just props to anyone who does this all the time, but it's so hard to like hold the dogs, pick up the poop, figure out what to do with when you're holding them all. And like also, you know, Cricket is still insane. So it's like, please stop screaming at the mailbox right now. I just need to pick up the poop.
Of course. We just need to stay focused on the task at hand.
Yeah. Yes. So that's been a learning experience. But Lou's a little angel. He has an ability to like Mark, speaking since I did the pee bingo game, Lou would win.
Right.
Because he saves up his pee in a way that makes no sense to me. He can
Lou,
mark
what are we doing?
Like throughout the entire walk, he never runs out. It doesn't make it's
real impressive.
It's crazy.
It's very impressive. Yeah.
The bladder control he must have. So
truly. Yeah. Well, and this is not a scientific fact, mm-hmm. but I do feel like dogs like Lou have two bladders.
Oh.
One to go, one to mark.
Yes.
And the one to mark, that doesn't run out.
No.
That never runs out.
And I thought Cricket marked a lot. And so seeing Lou, I was like, whoa, how are you doing this, bud? Should be a medal for this or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
We'll submit him.
You know, no full dogzasters. It's very cute to see them all like all on my bed because they're all just like three little blonde dogs hanging out. It's very funny.
Just a cuddle puddle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll need a photo.
Okay.
You are going to have to capture that for us, if you could, please. And then how much longer do we have, Lou?
Till tonight. This is my last evening.
Ooh, just tonight. Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
I mean, fine. I think he probably misses his mom.
No, probably. You know? Okay. All right. But I'm going to miss watching you try to walk three dogs.
Yeah. That. I mean,
so
you know.
We're going to have to weigh. We're going to have to weigh the.
Fair.
The difference. She might not get him back tonight. We'll see.
You're right. You're
we'll
right.
See.
Okay.
Okay.
How is Maggie?
Oh, God. Maggie, the best dog in the entire world, company excluded.
Yeah.
That's not how the phrase goes. Present company excluded.
company
excluded. People are going to be curious what you meant.
Walmart?
And they're going to wonder,
or
feel like she's heard that phrase, but not enough to use it properly. So if you want it to work, you have to say present company excluded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was a teaching moment for myself. Present company excluded.
Sure, sure, sure.
The best dog, Maggie, as you guys know, Jane and James, who were on the show, went on a little hike, took ourselves to the Griffith Observatory. Tugboat, grumpy, bit of a grump.
Sure.
Maggie warmed him right up.
Oh.
Just being the sweetest little sweetie. She does it with a kiss to the mouth. And it is so funny to watch Tugboat just kind of melt into like, okay, all right, you know what, it's not that bad. The cutest, but my favorite part was that I wish that this was an exaggeration, but this is exactly what happened, is there was a lizard on a tree. Maggie saw it instantly. And then Tugboat spent a good minute just being like, shh, I hear something. And Maggie's just like staring at him, patiently waiting for Tugboat to discover, oh, it's right here, man. It's right here. We love it.
I love it.
It's kind, patient, wonderful Maggie. At some point, you're gonna need to leave him because he's not good enough for you.
Yeah.
But right now, you got to learn these lessons.
What a
gradually,
great, like,
in time.
Quick example of their two different personalities, though. You know, just really good.
The funniest. Yeah, obviously, talk about love of my life. Best thing that ever happened to me. We love him so much, but he is settling into his middle age.
Sure.
In that, no, I've spent 5 years discovering what I like, and I will not be tempted to do anything else.
Oh, yeah. Aren't dogs funny?
We love it.
Like,
yeah, they are.
It's just funny to think, like, they have little opinions, and you're like,
they really do.
What do you, who gave you that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It is so fun. And then I've been trying to, like, bring back the treats again to get him to, because he's being stubborn.
Sure.
So anytime he's going, you know, like, Ted, we gotta go. he'll be, this is a separate thing that is just funny that Tugboat's doing, is that we'll be walking down the street, he'll stop to sniff something, and then I'll be a little bit ahead of him. I'm like, Tug, let's go. And then he'll immediately be like, I'll probably need a treat for that. For probably just any time he is obliging what I would prefer. He's just like, yeah, it'll cost you.
Yeah.
I'll do it, but it will cost
you. The amount of times I've accidentally treated bad behavior just because, like, yeah, at first I was giving you a treat because you were being good, but now you, like,
right.
Whenever I come home from the grocery store, I used to be like, oh, what fun little treat did I get for you? Like, you know, Trader Joe's has some fun ones. And it was a fun thing. And now I get back from the grocery store and it's like Crumb knows the bags. And then I just get barked at until his little treat is revealed. And it's like, that's not what this was.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and that's what Tug was doing when, so Jane and Maggie were there and then James was still parking the car and Tugboat just barked his way for James to arrive. He's like, well, half of us are here. So I don't know what the holdup is. Just the rudest dude. We're going to get him there.
Yeah.
We're going to get him there, a sweet, sweet buddy. Mm-hmm. But point
just
is, Maggie's the best.
Yes.
100%. My sweet buddy. I love him so much. He is not following in his mother's footsteps of caring about other people's opinions to a extreme degree. And I want that for him.
Yeah.
But it is frustrating.
Yeah, he's the yin to your yang.
It really is. Okay, you want to go to the next segment?
Yeah, why not?
All right, here we go. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Hannah, Alvin, and Lacey. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, Alvin and Lacey's mom, Hannah, here to share a tale of two little rescue mutts living their best lives. They are the yin to each other's yang. Alvin is a little worried fella who is scared of most things, including his own shadow. Literally, one time he tried to outrun his shadow on a walkie. Lacey, on the other hand, is fiercely independent and adventurous. She loves visiting her backyard koi pond, getting dangerously close to help feed the fishies. She even did some doggy ice skating when it was frozen over in the winter. Alvin's special talent is finding balls on just about every walkie. Any size, color, or shape will do. Lacey's special talent is singing with a range that rivals Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande. Want to hear her sing? Just ask her if she wants to go for a walkie or a ride in the car and you'll be serenaded. Although it may not have been love at first sight, they have bonded into the perfect pair and truly show that opposites do attract.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah.
A little Peter Pan, scared of their own shadow.
Oh, Peter Pan.
Trying to outrun it. How much money would you pay to see that?
Yeah.
Wait, is it Peter Pan in the stage version? It's Peter Pan, right? He's scared of his shadow? Who's scared of their shadow?
That seemed right, but...
Okay.
I don't
maybe not
remember, right.
Okay.
But
okay. Point is,
someone in Peter Pan, surely, right?
Okay. Yeah. 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 Maybe Peter Pan just loses his shadow.
He does lose his shadow.
It's in a dresser. He's got to sew it back on.
Yep.
It's very funny.
Yep.
But amazing lighting design for the live stage show. Yes. Focused.
No. I'm just saying that's
Alvin.
Scary. So that counts.
True.
Yes.
Yeah. So Alvin's right.
Alvin's right. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Also, love that we just said he's the yin to your yang, and then Hannah started that by saying the exact same sentence. I was like,
Hannah, you're the third co-host.
Yeah.
You did it right there. You're right on our wavelength. We need you.
Nailed
it. You got to get in here.
Yeah.
This is perfect. Lacey, I love it. I love the bravery. I love going dangerously close to a koi pond.
Oh.
That's fun. That's real fun. Just like, I'm going to kiss you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do it. I'm going to smooch you. And to become best friends, you guys.
You know.
I love it. Alvin, Lacey, Hannah. Yes.
Hannah also included a meme, which we have not received, of the dog with a how it started, how it's going. And
come
just
on.
10 out of 10. Have not received that yet. First meme I think we've gotten into my minute email. Thrilled. Thrilled.
Yeah. No, and let's describe this meme because it is.
So the
perfect.
How it started is. I don't know which dog, but one dog lunging for the other and the other's eyes are huge.
Enormous. Oh God, yeah. It's over for me.
And yeah. Then how it's going is the two dogs like laying head to head on the back of a couch, just looking like they've never had a problem in the world.
Looking like a blockbuster movie poster.
Yes.
It is perfect. This is the flick of the summer right here.
Yeah.
This photo.
Yes.
Amazing. Hannah, fantastic.
Great job.
Alexis, I bet there's a lot of how it started, how it's going.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to do a how it started, how it's going in audio form, how could they do that?
Yeah, if you want to do how it started, how it's going in audio form, and that form is a Mime Up Minute, all you have to do is record it on your phone, your laptop, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Perfect.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek, what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Aether Sea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Does our podcast deep dive into the weirdest Wikipedia pages we can find?
Yes. Do we learn about scam artists, remote islands, horrible mascots, beautiful diseases, and mythical monsters?
Yes, 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 absolutely, and yes. Do we retain any of this knowledge?
Probably not. I'm Emily Heller.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
We make art and comedy and TV shows and also the podcast Baby Geniuses. For the past 8 years, we've been trying to learn new things about the world and each other every episode.
But let's be honest, this podcast is mostly about two friends hanging out, shooting the breeze, and making each other laugh. We're horny, we like gardening and horses, and we get real stupid on here.
But like, in a smart way.
Yeah.
Join us every other week on Maximum Fun. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
I once again come to you with a game of riddles.
A game of riddles. Mm-hmm. Alexis, you know I love them. Never once have I gotten it right, but let's try. Let's play.
What is sweet?
Alexis, did you come prepared or is this off the top of your head?
We'll see how it goes and then I'll decide what the answer to that is.
Fair. Okay. Right.
It goes. What is sweet? And quite mm-hmm. the treat.
Ooh.
A little dog would love to eat.
Uh-huh.
A big dog uh-huh. would like it too.
Yeah.
But he'll ask that you order two. I rhymed two with two.
No, but it was different. It was a T-O-O-T-W-O. It's different.
Yeah.
We know it's different. It worked.
Thank you.
Alexis, I tell you what, I said at the top of this, I'm bad at riddles, mm-hmm. but when you deliver a riddle that good, I know immediately this is for Ben and Jerry's dog desserts.
It is.
I know exactly what this is.
It
probably
is.
Probably a Punch's Mix.
Yep.
A Rosie's Batch.
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about specifically?
Those are the two that I was referring mm-hmm. to, the two.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. The dogs are going to love it. I don't actually need, this isn't a riddle. It's not a complicated thing.
Mm-mm.
It's delicious. Nope. It's a treat for your dogs. You can finally do the one for me, one for you. But right. theirs is actually for them instead of being like, you really shouldn't have this.
Right.
Ben and Jerry's.
And if we didn't love Ben and Jerry's enough, they make it easy to make riddles.
Yeah.
So we've got incredible dog frozen treats. Easy to make riddles out of them. Perfectly designed on the social causes.
Oh, my God.
Scale.
Yes. They're the perfect company. All around, every company should strive to be a Ben & Jerry's type company.
Yeah.
And including branching out to having frozen treats for dogs. They're incredible. Right. Your dog's going to love them. Renee, if you're like, say no more, I want to know all about it. What do they do?
I am exactly like that. Say no more. I want to know all about it. Yes, please. Honestly, we do need to get more. I can't tell, like, Alexis, I am in trouble when we don't have them in stock.
Yeah.
It is, I like, there's pouting for hours when they're not here. That's, it's great. This treat's perfect, you guys. Here we go. Check out our doggy flavors at BenJerry.com. That's BenJerry.com. Check out all of Ben and Jerry's options at BenJerry.com. That's BenJerry.com. Alexis.
Good night.
I have very happy news. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Excellent.
Just wonderful. Top of the show. I was just telling you, I'm weird. My dog's weird. Do I want to talk to somebody about that? Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I absolutely do. And BetterHelp. So BetterHelp Online Therapy. You guys know that we are an enormous advocate of it, therapy in general, but specifically BetterHelp makes it so easy. And for just little stuff that you're anxious about, of like, I want to get my friend a cake, but is it weird to get a cake with a burrito on it? I don't know if I should. What if you don't want to subject your friends to that?
Right.
What if you're, what if your friends have had enough of wondering if you should get a cake or not?
Because you do it's great it about every BetterHelp. Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On a daily basis. There's an unbiased therapist there to be like, I gotcha. And what they'll do even more is just like, I bet this is maybe why you're feeling the need that you want to do that. So you understand why. You get why you're weird, and makes you also embrace your weirdness.
That's true. That's important, like, you know what? Too.
Me and my dog are weird, and I love myself anyways. Just, I can't recommend it enough. Therapy in general, but specifically BetterHelp. So if our listeners are just like, you know what? Yeah, same. I guess I'm not really going through it, but I do feel like I should talk to somebody about some of this stuff. Where do they go, Alexis? What do they
do? Okay, so BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. And it's even more affordable than in-person therapy. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Can I Pet Your Dog listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/CIPYD. So have your first session in under 48 hours at betterhelp.com/CIPYD.
Well, Alexis, it's a tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. The best thing about a professional sports game is a dog getting loose and interrupting the game.
It's true.
We love it. We've seen it in soccer.
Yeah.
We've seen it in tennis.
Yeah.
We've seen it in football.
Yep.
You know where we haven't seen it? At least I haven't.
Where?
Up until this point.
Yeah, tell me.
Cricket match.
Yeah.
Oh, cricket match. So there was an Irish cricket match. Women's Irish team playing top notch. Somebody's dog gets loose. Now, what's fun about this is a lot of times the dog just gets loose on the field and is just like, look at me, I'm free on the field. This dog got a hold of the ball and did not give it back. So both the owner and the cricket players are running around trying to chase the dog. It is absolutely divine. And I thought to myself, I think maybe you did have the foresight in naming cricket that this is his destiny.
This is
his purpose.
1,000%, especially because... I don't want to shock anyone, but cricket isn't a huge sport in the United States. And I think that makes it a pretty achievable goal. Because all I have to do is like Google who's playing cricket somewhere in Los Angeles. Someone's doing it, right?
Yeah.
And just let them do it. You know, they're not going to be too mad. It's his name. It's his destiny.
It'll make the game better. I got to tell you, though, in watching it, for listeners, play along with us. Dog gets loose on Irish cricket match.
Oh, yeah.
Put that in there.
And
it'll come right up for you. What is delightful for me is that you look at the field and you're just like, what is the goal of this game?
I have no idea.
Sticks. There's obstacles. How do you play cricket?
I don't know.
And I don't know.
I would love for cricket to learn. And also, I love that this dog is like in full harness and leash also. It makes it much funnier. Like no one could catch him.
Fully escaped is kind of what you want, because if the dog's just let free, you're just like, the owner let him go, what happened there? But when that leash is bobbling along next to him, you're just like, oh, this was a grave error. I love it. So that's it, just a cricket goal for cricket.
Thank you so much for finding it.
You're welcome.
Okay, Renee.
Uh-huh.
It seems like I'm lawyering up right now.
Yeah.
And The reason is that, let me just read the headline. Ready?
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
Dogs catch a wave at annual surfing contest in Del Mar.
Through gritted teeth, I will be doing this segment. Through gritted teeth. Do you know where Del Mar is, Alexis?
It's not that far.
Within driving distance.
Within driving distance, yeah.
A dog surfing competition within driving distance. Yep. And not one of you, not you listeners, no. I'm not mad at you. No. I'm mad at the people that are running it. Told me?
Mm-mm.
What? Ha, the nerve, the gall. How do they sleep at night? Quick phone call, quick text.
Yeah.
Renee, you got a car? Get in it. That's all it had to be. And then I would put the pieces together of what that meant, Alexis.
I know. Yeah. It hurts. Because also reading this article, let me just read a little snippet.
Okay. All right. Yeah, probably listeners more so, what I'm so mad
okay,
about.
So this is an annual thing, apparently, which also nobody told us. Just a little snippet. The crowd cheered when Bamboo, a 7-year-old double doodle, a mix between a golden doodle and a labradoodle, his surfer, riding on the same board, simultaneously caught frisbees thrown to them by other team members as they were riding a wave.
Now, Alexis, I will tell you here now, this show is 7 years old. Have I reported this before? Yes. I knew it existed. Yes. This is not a retraction. I knew it existed. I didn't know that it was back. And that's what I'm upset about.
No, but that's the thing. You know, we can't be expected to know when things are.
No.
We didn't even know that we had to record it until today earlier. Full disclosure, we were like, oh, it's Monday.
Did we both send a text saying, like, is it Monday?
It sure is.
Yeah.
And so now to get something like this, it's like, how dare they not email us?
Yeah. And Alexis, I do want to touch on something that you started to kind of clue in on is that you said it hurts.
Yeah.
And I think under every ball of anger, it's a little bit of pain.
Definitely.
Just a little bit of sadness that we were left out.
Yeah.
Just a lonely inner child wishing they got invited to the party.
The photo for this article is a dog on a surfboard by itself with a GoPro attached to it. Of course I'm hurt.
It hurts very bad.
Badly, deeply.
It is painful to click on such an article and see that it is not in the future.
No.
It is in the past, and I have missed
it. I have friends in San Diego. This is on the San Diego Union Tribune. What were they doing?
Yeah. Are we kind of zoning in on our, like, making our anger more focused on them?
I think we might.
Do I hate your friends?
We might as well, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
We need somebody.
I don't
want to
hold myself accountable, so I should put it on someone else.
No. That's off the table. That was off the table at the jump. Okay.
So,
Alexis's friends, you are on blast.
Yeah.
Expect a notice.
Expect something.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it is.
Well, yeah, because you're right. I don't want to sue your friends.
No.
What if we do this? What if we sue the ocean?
Oh.
And tell your friends we're disappointed in them.
Suing Mother Earth is powerful. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about it. Float it. And then again, float it
around the ocean. Is you get it?
You get it. You understand what we're doing. And then this is at the bottom of our options, the very, very bottom. We make a note to remember for next year. No, it's too stupid. That's stupid. Stupid. When you're thinking about things, you got to say stupid ideas.
What does the note say in that remember dog surf contest? And then every day I have to check?
Yeah. Too much work.
Too much work.
Right.
There's no way of knowing.
Okay.
And
let's spend our time being
let's
angry.
Let's sue. Okay. Right. Thank
much
you.
Better use of our time. Okay.
Okay. Okay, Renee.
Yes.
I've cooled off a little bit.
Okay. Whew.
Because I'm reading a dog. Well, a dog. Mm-hmm. I'm not reading a dog. I'm reading a story about a dog hero, and it's calmed me down.
Yeah. Tell me it all. Let's hear it. What'd you find?
Okay. So this story is about Woody, a greyhound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who it was just given, he just retired, but he has given blood up to a total of 22 donations.
Woody.
Yes. And so he just now, they gave him a little plaque that says retired lifesaver, which is extremely cute. So I didn't know this. It's very interesting, actually. A, never thought about the fact that your dog can be a blood donor in general. Like,
yeah, me neither. I should look into
honestly,
this.
Yes. Specifically, though, I guess greyhound blood is particularly sought after because it's more likely to be negative, meaning it can be given to any dog in any emergency. And so, like, only 30% of
there
dogs have negative blood types. Yeah. So, very cool.
Right.
Love to know that, honestly. It's very cool.
I was going to say, Woody, why are you going so above and beyond? But because he's got such an exceptional blood type.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess Woody absolutely loved doing it. She said he just knows he gets treats. So he squeaks when he gets there, goes rushing up to the person who gets to meet him, lies on the table as still as anything until it's all over, and then has, you know, gets up for his treat.
Yeah,
and he loves
it. A little buffet.
Yeah, he loves it. Oh, no Woody. Ill side effects. And they stopped doing it after a certain age. So that's why he had to retire.
Sure. Right.
But, you know, just congrats, Woody. You're a little dog hero to other dogs. And
we love you, Woody.
Yeah.
And congratulations on, I mean, truly a milestone event.
Yeah.
Very proud of you. Great work. I do need to look into if Tugboat is, what's Tugboat?
I don't know.
We'll find out. It's about time this dog gives back.
Yeah, true.
All right, Alexis, here we are. The final segment of the show.
Yeah.
And it's a doozy.
It is.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Not 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. we were talking about dogs and weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hypothesizing all the wonderful things that a dog in a wedding could bring.
Yep.
And then had just a glimmer of like, I wonder if something could go wrong. What? There's supposed to be something going wrong. And then we put out the call of just like, hey, if you know of a dog at a wedding and it didn't go according to plan, why don't you go and send that in? Call it a wedding dogsaster. And you people delivered. Alexis, tell us what we got.
Okay, well, this comes from Danielle, and the dogs are Mishka and Rue. So it says, hello, CIPYD. Well, you asked for dog-related wedding disasters, and do I have a fun story for you? So during the pandemic, we had one of our close friends have a very small pandemic wedding outside. Cute, personalized mask, and hand sanitizer wedding favors for all. As our dogs were best friends with their dogs, Rosie and Charlie, and they had a fully fenced backyard, we were all invited to the shindig. The day before, we helped with setup. Mishka and Rue were perfectly behaved dogs, quiet and wonderful. We had originally talked to them about coming after the actual vows because, as they are huskies, lab, and hound mixes, they bark a lot.
I can't wait for the next paragraph. But okay, what happened?
Because of their good behavior that day, we thought, nah, they'll be fine. So.
Right.
Day of the wedding, we arrive early to help finish set up and whatever our friends needed. Mishka, Rue, Rosie, Charlie, and Arlo played well together, and then people started to arrive. Mm-hmm. As much as we tried to socialize them as puppies, the pandemic completely killed our work there. So Mishka peeing on the bride through the fence didn't get them all the way kicked out, but their excitement over all the new people did. There were a whole 10 people they didn't know. They had to inform us very loudly. They were then banished back to our home. We only live like 8 minutes away. So I took them home and let them run off the energy in the backyard. We had a lovely ceremony. And then Mishka and Rue got to return and play with Arlo, Charlie, and Rosie. It was a lovely wedding and so many dogs. The most dogs at a wedding I've ever been to. From Danielle, Mishka and Rue.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Delightful. I love a well-behaved dress rehearsal only to scream your way through the actual ceremony.
To pee on the bride is like the comedic genius of that is honestly unreal.
I love it. But I will say, if you take it a step further, yeah. of just like if you get pooped on by a bird on your wedding, that's good luck for days.
Yeah.
Just for days. But you get peed on by a dog at your wedding. Congratulations on having the world's best marriage.
That's true. And also,
I'm pretty sure that's
some photos of the dogs also. So I'll post those because they're very fun.
Okay. Oh my God.
Truly.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for anything more. That's exact dog's ass I want. That's hilarious. Yeah.
There's also peeing on the bride. Like the dog has no idea how much those dresses cost, but
sure.
It's not something you want dog pee on.
No. Other things you want on a wedding dress. Dog pee is at the bottom of the list. Mm-hmm. When picturing, oh, what am I asking for in this dog's aster, was thinking that the dog was the flower dog, and it would get loose and it ran all over the place. I was thinking about a bunch of loose dogs. Did not consider a howling through the ceremony.
God.
Hilarious.
Beautiful.
To the point where I want that in my wedding?
I think so.
There's got to be somebody who specializes in such a thing. Just a chorus of hounds at the back of the
I also think sometimes
chapel.
You want like a somewhat a mild bad thing to happen like this at a wedding yeah. because then it's like, cool, the bad thing happened. The rest of the night yeah. will go great.
Absolutely. No, 100%. So, that's what you're hoping for. So if you got to have a bad thing, yeah, invite that howling
yeah.
dog.
Yeah. And also, if you have a dogzaster, it doesn't have to be wedding related, mm-mm. but we love them. We'll read them on the show. They're great. So send them over.
Great. Please. Where, Alexis, where?
Oh, our email, which is canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, my friend. Here we are.
We did it.
Another episode.
Mm-hmm.
You're a delight. Again, listeners, I can't tell you how much I love you so much. Our mods for Facebook, you guys are the best. Alexis, it is 6:40 p.m. on Monday night. This comes out on Tuesday. You're such a champ to turn it around so fast.
I'll have it done at 6:41.
Whew. That is a generous saint. A generous saint. You want to do it again next week?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. All right. Well, until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.